before I landed in Amsterdam, but and then they managed to double my diagnosis.
Oh wow!
So now I am not just depressed, but I also have manic episodes.
Oh great!
So now I'm bipolar.
Oh yeah.
And now the trick.
Yeah.
Because as you said, my diagnosis is not, it's not a diagnosis, it's a state of mind that is a fucking gift.
It can be, you can turn
when,
it into
when
a
when I
gift,
am
I
manic, I can do so much. It's insane.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a gift, it's a fucking gift.
Yes, yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
And my purpose now is to be able to level it.
Yeah.
Because I have two things I can do. I can do radio, which is like really exciting.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And I can do gardening.
And what?
Gardening, which is in total isolation.
So gardening
behind the,
when you're depressed,
behind the safe doors of my home.
Oh, nice.
No people involved. Because when I'm manic, I'm very annoying for other people.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah.
And you can notice I'm manic because I will not let you speak anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, I did. I actually had a nervous, I don't know what you call it, but in college I had a mental breakdown, and it was in a mental hospital and all this. And they diagnosed me with, they said, if you don't come down, you're schizophrenic. If you do, you're bipolar. And I was on lithium. And
lithium, no.
It took me forever to realize, I don't think I'm bipolar.
Lithium
think,
is a crime against humanity.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It did.
To me, it killed me.
Yeah, it put
it killed
me
my mind.
I think, well, they had me on Haldol to just knock me out,
yeah.
And then they put me on lithium to level it out. But I've come to the realization that I don't think I was ever manic or depressive. It was like a singular event.
Mm.
I have other issues, like many issues, but that's not my issue.
Mm.
I think I was misdiagnosed. Mm. I think it was just, I think it's what happens when you're, I think it was 23 or whatever, and it, when I research, it's like, I forget the age exactly, but that's the age when people have like a psychotic break.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the window of when it happens, and
yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think there is a use for psychological disorders. I know they can't tell I'm doing quotes with my fingers.
Come on, I mean,
or
I am. I'm not believing this anymore. I'm sorry.
Well, I think there's.
I mean,
there's usefulness for having a diagnosis, because
well,
then you have something.
No, there
to
is
work
a
with.
Usefulness to analyzing what is wrong with someone, with how it works for a person.
Well, I mean, psychology.
If you know
is,
how it works,
it's not a.
It's the beginning
science.
Of. Understanding how to deal.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's a useful.
And that's the thing that you need to do. You need to find a way to deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the thing is that my mental thing is not, it's not suitable for this society.
I would.
And this is why
disagree.
You're being isolated from society, because your state of mind is not useful for the economic factory.
I mean, I think it is, and it can be. And I mean, there's some things what do you call it? Asperger's, where people are really like focused on something, and maybe if you have a certain diagnosis, then like you're a better programmer or something. So I don't think you're useless at all. Like, and I think there's a utility for being, you know, outside the norm. It's like, it's if you want to get into evolution, it's like, well, everyone. Yeah, you need people like us, right?
It's the same I don't know. I used to watch football, and it's the same with football. If everything goes as planned in a football
match, then it's boring.
It's fucking boring.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to fall.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody needs
point.
To stumble.
Yeah.
For them to have to think.
Yeah.
About the situation and not about what does my teacher tell me to do.
Yeah, I have like I have two minds about sports. One is like it's a waste of energy, because you're getting very upset about these two teams that don't matter, when you should be getting upset about like political action or something. But then also it's community building, like people that watch sports.
It's very useful.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a very deranged thing.
Yeah.
You know, it just turned weird because of neoliberal idiot capitalism. Basically,
yes, capitalism ruins everything, I think.
Yeah.
There's, yeah.
Yeah, it's commodifiable. So
I can't think of anything that's not commodifiable. Well, so at least in America and probably worldwide, there's a great philosopher, Byun Holt Chan, and then there's another one. I forget his name. Something Smith, but he has this idea that psychosis is commodifiable because you turn it into a thing and then you solve it with pills.
Yeah.
And so so it's
for me also
turned it into an industry. But I always thought Amsterdam was better at that than America. America, we just have homeless people for taking care of mental illness, or at least
no. I was on the market. There was a woman on the market selling stuff, and she was telling a story about the Albert Cuyp markets, where there was a huge police, there was an eviction, there was a total mess on the market.
Yeah.
Because one person living on the street, on the Albert Cuyp street, it was misadjusted. He just freaked out.
Oh, okay.
He started throwing things out the window.
Oh, wow.
And what they did, they didn't go there with a person trying to understand what was going on. They went there with full police force.
Well, that's the norm.
They
in America,
evicted
too.
The whole market.
The whole market. Oh,
and
dear.
The woman telling this from the market, she was. So I was thinking, she will be worried about the person that was, but she was angry with the person.
Oh wow!
Because he was causing the eviction.
Interesting. Yeah.
So the blame game is just totally fucked up.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
we are normal and he's not. So he's to blame.
Yeah. I mean, all I can think is that they were looking for an excuse and they found it to kick the market out.
It's so sad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was a person in a really evil situation because he was in a panic. He was.
Yeah.
Very much in need of help.
Yeah, yeah.
Help.
Yeah, and if it's not profitable to help that person.
You get police helicopters.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
That's horrible, yeah. Yeah, similar stuff happens
in America. And this is the climate
now
in this country. I don't know how much you are aware, but we have a fascist government now.
Oh, shit. Well, we're about to in America.
And all gates are open. It's fucked up. Police violence is extreme at this moment in time.
Yeah.
And today I'm very worried. I was almost going to go to Den Haag because there is another Extinction Rebellion blockade from... They do a highway blockade inside the city of Den Haag. They've been doing this a lot.
Oh, wow.
And now, because of the new fascist government who is openly planning to eliminate all climate mitigation measures taken ever by anyone, including Europe.
Yeah, I didn't know about this.
I'm worried about the police violence from today, because today is, you know, this week the new fascist government was presented to the people.
Oh, that sucks.
So I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, yeah. Seems like fascism is taking over.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would see it in my life.
Because this Trump idiot, he's going to win easy. Because
I think he's
going to
win, yeah. Cause
I don't know, I'm not following the news much, but as far as I know, Biden is out and down, and he's never going to get up again.
Well, I think the issue with Biden is...
Trump is still standing because nobody dares to kick him in the face.
Well, so I think there's two things going on. One is Biden has a stutter, but he doesn't like he likes to say that he doesn't because he took a long time to overcome this. Mm. So he comes across and he can't speak because he has a stutter. But then also he's old. But Trump is only 3 years younger. It's just as old. It's just that he...
And just as senile.
Yeah, exactly. It's just that he has diarrhea of the mouth, and then Biden's got the other kind where he doesn't. So, yeah, but like, you know, if if Biden would just spray paint himself orange and like get a weave on his head, then maybe people would like him more. But I think it's deeper than that. It's the thing is, Trump is actually. Do you know the Worldwide Wrestling Federation? Trump is actually in the Hall of Fame.
My son was a fan.
Oh yeah, I kind of appreciate it as a thing. I don't know. I can't wrap my head around it too much. But
it's a very peculiar art form.
Well, Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame, and he was actually...
He was a wrestler, actually?
There was a stunt where he was a wrestler in a way. So he is he's performative. He's just like performing this asshole. He is an asshole, and he's like convicted rapist and all this horrible stuff. But that's like just sort of his...
Yeah, he's an actor.
So,
but the same is here with the fascist government. They're all actors. The only thing that counts these days in politics, and this has been coming a long time, is the 10-second clip. And you know the guy who is not the prime minister, but he's the chief fascist. Wilders, the white hair guy. He is the one saying the 10-second quotes, and knows. He's as good a performer as Trump, at least I think.
Yeah.
And he knows, he knows which 10 seconds will be the ones dominating the news, and he knows how to say them.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just this, if you want to go kind of farther back, we'll use Facebook as an example.
Don't say this word too much, because three times you're out. If you use this word three times, I'm gone.
Okay.
I will not talk to you again today.
Well, so the CEO optimizes for money. That's all he cares about.
Yeah.
And so what happens is you have this platform where anger and anger is the thing that rises to the top.
Yeah.
So it's, it's probably obvious by now, but it's shaped the world. It's shaped the country, and it's created Trump.
Well, it shaped a whole new way of communicating.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was not there before, because people were talking to each other.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it was always there, but this is just amplified and monetized.
Commodified, monetized. Yeah, that's the trick, because then it becomes a pump for money.
Yeah.
And if you pump it up, you get more.
Yeah, so...
So if you pump up the anger...
I think the question is, should we try to find a way to monetize peace, or the opposite? Or should we just break the whole system down, or... I don't know.
I don't know what monetizing is a dead end.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the real problem here is that is the monetization itself.
Yeah.
It's the fact that the only thing that has become a measure of value, the only thing that's a measure of value is like this number representing money.
Yeah, yeah. It's capital for capital's sake.
There's a huge value system developed by the human race.
Yeah, yeah.
In thousands and thousands of years, that
it's
have
lines
to
of code in COBOL servers sitting mostly in America, but around the world, it's these servers written in COBOL.
COBOL,
and that's what money is. A database and a ledger, and then certain governments have the ability to just change that ledger, and hopefully for the benefit. Mm. But who knows? It's a horrible, horrible system.
So yeah, let's celebrate our complex value system.
Yes.
As much as we can.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
make
I
it
think
more
there's
complicated
there's hope.
Even because it shouldn't be simple.
Yeah, I mean, I like to think there's hope because it's so obvious that it can't go on forever, and the more it becomes obvious. I mean,
you need to have at least a microsecond of thinking to.
Yeah. I mean, I think you need regulation, the right kind of regulation, I think.
But I mean, the regulation is co-written by the evil companies. So yeah.
Well, so I think if there's
true in the Netherlands, the CEOs of oil companies are invited to the table to help write the energy policy of the future.
Yeah, that's same in America, and we have the cigarette companies. Trying to mitigate cancer from cigarettes. It's like,
But anyway, we're having a extremely nice, good time here. We're laughing. And,
Oh my God.
But I mean, we are so lucky that we are here.
Yeah, yeah, and that we can still
because
talk about this stuff.
We are here, and this is where we can be.
Yeah, yeah.
As human as we are.
Yeah. Yeah, nice vegan food and.
Well, not much place. Today, but.
You came a little too late. There was good food earlier, so sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm always too late. I'm used to it.
Wow.
I was going to ask you to please tell a little bit about this workshop you did because I missed everything.
Oh, I haven't. I was just bragging about my projects. So this will eventually be a workshop. It's still a work in progress.
But you had a lot of AI shit also?
No, that was the guy before me.
Oh, okay.
I have played around with AI. I managed to spin up a little offline AI server, and then I integrated AI with my my coding environment, except I picked Gemini, which is the Google one, so I have to make sure that I have the VPN on. Or it'll know that I'm in a different country.
I'm using Whisper, which is from Google, OpenAI.
Oh, okay.
Whatever, I don't know. But Whisper is you can install on your local machine.
Oh, okay, cool.
Whisper is doing. I'm using it. I have a big plan with it, but for transcription of this audio.
Oh, nice.
The good thing. I'm so grateful to this AI and to the imperfections of technology because it's making such beautiful errors.
Nice, yes, yes.
Oh, man. Well, but the complication is that the errors are of the kind that prohibits me from ever putting them as they are online. I cannot do this.
Can you just have a disclaimer on
or
something?
No.
Oh, okay.
What I will do is, I don't know. Maybe you are a smart man. What I want to do is, I have hundreds of hours of audio online. They're available.
Oh, nice! Give me your
open
link to all that.
And what I do is, I run the Whisper over all the audio. It will produce files.
Okay.
Like a file name and a time pointer.
Yeah.
To a text. Next thing, so I collect all these text files with the index.
Yeah.
I put them in a thing.
Oh, cool.
And then I make an interface for the user, and the user can either speak to the machine or the user can type.
Okay.
They type something like "fuck you." No, let's say
I'm a little more
patapu.
Positive.
Let's snake patapu because it's a nice example. User says patapu, so the user wants to hear all the times that patapu has been said. So the search engine goes to the AI generated text files, for a word similar to patapu, because patapu, there's a huge list of ways that patapu has been written by the AI.
Oh, okay.
I think the AI has hardly ever had it right.
Oh.
But there's at least 20 different ways of writing patapu and making it sound very funny. Huh. So, user types word gets like a fuzzy search into the text files.
Interesting, yeah.
And there's a weight to the errors and to the madness, and then you get the best results.
You'll hear
some audio.
That's great. It's like,
and so you have no idea why.
I lived in China for a couple of years, and the kind of misinterpretations that would happen would sometimes lead to deeper meaning.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
And that's why I'm trying to learn. I don't know, because I can't focus so much. I haven't gotten very deep in many of the languages, but you know, I can order dumplings in Chinese. I can get a beer in German. I don't know any Dutch. I know some Afrikaans.
Close enough. If you use Afrikaans here, everybody will understand.
Well, yeah, not enough to say much, but I know lekker is like cool.
Lekker.
But
it's also nice tasting. It's also lekker. Lekker is a very versatile
word.
Oh,
okay. And then Japanese, I can count numbers. And, so it's fun to, if you're okay with the misinterpretations.
This whole so-called ADHD thing that you are supposed to be suffering from, are you having the feeling that you are able to use it as a really productive
I mean, yes and no. I know, so honestly, the best drug for me would be cocaine. It would help focus me. But there's many problems. One, it's illegal. Two is, whatever you get, it's not going to be pure. So there's, I don't even try. So that's one way to cope with it, is with uppers. So I have, I don't even know the name of it. It's like Ritalin kind of thing.
So counterintuitive to me.
Well, it works. It helps to focus. So it's if it's something I really need to focus on, but I try to build my life around not having to focus. But if I do have to focus, the drugs I have help. They're legal drugs, but they're basically cocaine. They're uppers. And then the other thing is that that of course I forgot, because I can't remember the other thing. But
had a very beautiful long conversation now, and I really am very happy that we met.
Yeah, yeah, me too. This is cool. How do I get your? How do I listen to you?
Let me get my.
Yeah, it's just an address. It's Ba.
Oh, okay.
Ba.Amsterdam. That's all.
Oh.
You can type it in 10 seconds.
My phone's in my jacket.
And you are.
Yeah, you can scan that.
Tree factory. Well, I'll just bring it. It's interesting. And these are just some of your projects?
Yes.
Great. B-A-H.
Well, there's an Amsterdam. Amsterdam.
TLD.
Amsterdam. Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's it. Stemming
the audio. The page looks. That's great.
And I have to say, I typed every letter of HTML myself.
Oh, cool. I love it.
No external sources will be used on this page.
It's organic HTML. What do you call it?
That's a trick, you know. I learned to program.
Nice.
I learned myself to program on the Commodore 64 when it came out.
Oh, wow, cool.
I am from that generation.
I learned on the Atari 800XL, so probably a couple years younger.
I'm a Commodore religion.
Nice.
I really love WoW.
Yeah.
And then
basic
what I
was
did,
my first
so when the internet came, I was already doing a lot of programming.
Oh, so I was really into programming and learning all about computers, and then when I turned 13... I discovered girls. And I gave up coding until college.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
So.
But where are you based? You are based in Amsterdam, or?
I'm half in the United States and half in China. So,
China?
Yeah.
Shenzhen. That's why you can order the dumplings.
Yeah.
Otherwise you die.
Yeah. Was it Zhu Rou Bao Zi? My favorite. But I discovered I lived in Beijing for a couple years, and I discovered I had a Beijing accent, so when I went moved to Shenzhen, people didn't understand me and I couldn't figure out why, and it was like, oh, I have this accent. I had to work
wrong
on that
language.
But yeah.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have a break now, because
very cool, thank you. Yeah,
very nice meeting you. I don't know, I'm Hans.
I'm Tori.
Tori,
yeah.
It's a nice meeting.
Yeah, nice to
meet
you.
But you will be here more.
I'll be here tomorrow, and then, I'm in the red light district, and I was like, oh, cool, this is gonna be fun. And it turns out they're just like these greedy people, just trying to get as much money from you as possible, and it's not fun at all. So. I've got another couple nights. Well, I had to discover it myself.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course you have to. Because How can it be not fun? Yeah. You have to experience.
When I travel, I try to plan as little as possible. I just point myself in a direction. So, like, for instance, I tried to go to Budapest, I think, and I went to Transylvania instead, because that's where the train was.
If you ever come to Budapest again, can you maybe bring a flyer from there? from a political party.
Oh, okay.
That is actually promising free beer.
Oh, wow. That's
I need a flyer.
I'm not going to be back. Actually, I might.
I need.
Okay.
It's really important.
I don't think I'll be back. There is a small chance, though.
Because
my next step is...
It's fun, you know, because, you know, this is also connected to the fascist government, because when there were elections, the normal political parties were accusing the fascist parties of handing out free beer.
Oh, wow. Well, that was... I know in some of the early elections in America,
and
1800s, they
and
would
then
bribe
I heard
people
this
with beer.
From this... Budapest, it's a Hungarian party, and I said, oh man, that's great. If all the people who wanted to vote for free beer emigrate to Hungary.
Yes.
So we'll take care of here. Don't worry, we'll take care of it. Yeah. Just go, free beer. Look there, free beer.
Oh my God.
Go.
Yeah, there was a thing where London was trying to send people to...
Ghana.
Ghana, yeah?
No.
Yeah. That's I'm just like, what?
Not even back to Ghana. I mean, they want to send people who want to live in Britain, who are on the run for whatever, you know, for famine, war, you know.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
They can knock on the door, and then the British guy will say, ah, hey, hello. You are very welcome here, but can you wait in Ghana first?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it goes. It doesn't matter where you come from. I mean, if you come from the South Pole...
Yeah, well, I heard...
And you knock on the door, and they say, wait in Ghana. Don't call us, we'll call you.
I don't know how to feel about that. Because it seems like there seems to be kind of a positive thing. Because
no, there is nothing positive about this, because the only reason
Ghana
why
is
this is happening... Yeah, no,
from
not
the government
Ghana.
And
no,
building
no,
up
no,
there.
No. There is a very, very, very corrupt idiot.
Oh, that's
in power in Ghana.
Oh, I'm uninformed about this. I just found out about it a couple days ago. But
there is nothing positive about it.
Oh, wow.
It's only money. Come on.
Yeah.
It's only money where it should be about people.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway. We have to stop this because we were having a good time again, and then you start talking about this hopeless situation again.
Let's do more stuff like this and it'll be helpful. I'll definitely check out. I'll at least look for my voice because
you have a nice voice.
All right.
Thank you. Have some interesting things that
I'm
you
very,
said. Thank you very much.
Not shy, but whatever about my voice. I don't like the sound of my
voice.
But thank you. But so thank you. That means
thank
a lot.
You.
All right.
Ciao. lieve luister, dat was nog wel even een gesprekje. Even tering zeg. Nou, ik ga even ademhalen. Jij doet, lieve luisteraar, maar ik ga even ademhalen. Hou je bek, patapoe.
Hey! Porsche Gartenzäune füllen mich mit Freude. Zwing mich drüber weg. Hau mich in die Apfelbäume und kommt der Bauer, krieg ich keinen Schreck. Ja. Biet ihm einen Apfel an, nimm nur guter Mann.
If you must, wouldn't it be better to paint a picture or write a letter? Bake a cake or fantasy. Ponder the difference between want and need. Well, dust if you must, but there's not much time. With rivers to swim and mountains to climb, life to lead. Well, dust if you must, but the world's out there with the sun in your eyes and the wind in your hair. A flutter of snow, a shower. It's not kind.
Wiedersehen. I have of late. Wherefore, I know not. Lost all my mirth. What a piece of work is a man. How noble in reason, how infinite in faculties and form and moving, how express and admirable, and action, how like an angel, and apprehension, how like a god. Whatever you want to say. I think this is more, I would think that this is more a space for you to speak up than for us to, you know.
Well, I'm English. I was born in it. My mother was Irish and my father was English. Mm-hmm. And I was born in England.
Decida la del artista con la los caballos.
Él me vino a hablar. Who was I with? I can't remember.
And so we have started on the last episode of Ask the Dust. And here we just heard Leonora Carrington sort of working against an interview that is just very life-affirming. Next up is Gray. Good old New York dust.
Thank you. to somewhere in England.